Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
US President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts meet Asia-Pacific leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this afternoon amid concerns about growing support from China and North Korea for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This comes as the world finds itself at a number of tipping points in 2024, with wars in Gaza and Ukraine, tensions in the Far East, elections in the US, and the ongoing AI revolution, which everyone has an eye on. We're joined now by a University of Oxford professor, Kieron Martin, who's founding CEO of the National Cyber Security Centre at GCHQ, the UK's intelligence, security and cyber agency. Professor Kieron Martin, you're welcome back to Drive Time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you on again. You'll be speaking on two major topics, I know, at this year's McGill Summer School. Extremism, threats and espionage. Is Ireland ready is one of the questions you're posing, and the state of the world in 2024 on the brink. So it just struck me, Kieron, as NATO leaders are meeting. Are we ready, for example, in the age of technology and AI, for all of the threats and extremism that you're alluding to?
Well, I think it's good and interesting that these things have been discussed. I mean, if people have been following things like the McGill Summer School for over the many years it's been around, issues of global politics, global security, the current complexities, the sort of things you mentioned in your introduction, Cormac, you know, weren't really on the agenda. Mm-hmm. Now, if anything, they're sort of dominant. We have all sorts of discussions, as you say, around extremism, espionage, and so forth. And I think it reflects. I think it reflects three things. One is the world is far more both multipolar and multi-problematic than it used to be. You know, for somebody of my generation, around 50 years of age, we grew up in a world where there was a Cold War, we had nuclear armed superpowers. The consequences of that were pretty scary, but it was pretty simple to understand. We now have got multiple competing centers of power, you know, US, China, Russia, even India coming forward. We have two raging major wars in different parts of the world for different reasons. We have a third potential conflict in East Asia over Taiwan looming. The second thing is, you mentioned NATO. I think, you know, the other thing, even though Ireland was not in NATO, there was a US protective umbrella over Europe since the end of the Second World War. That looks a bit shakier in the medium term. It's okay for as long as Joe Biden is in power, but that may not be not for very long. And then the third thing you mentioned is, you know, the tech revolution. And these existing sort of conflicts, I mean, obviously, in the old days, wars far away may not have impacted us as much as they do now. But now with migration, higher energy prices and so forth, they impact on our societies more and more. But also digitally, you know, we can see if you look back at the healthcare crisis in Ireland in 2021, we've had a similar problem over here in London, where criminals based far away, harbored by states that allow the misuse of technology, can cause real harm to patient care. That's just a tiny example.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Are we ready? Because even you mentioned that the cyber attack on the health service, it caused so much damage and it costs so much as well. I mean, I just wonder, any attack like that again, it sends a shiver down the spine, I must say. How are we in terms of defending against stuff like that here?
I mean, that was particularly horrendous. It's unusual for a cyber attack to harm people in the way, you know, physically harm people, you know, cause the cancellation of life-saving and life-improving operations and so on. And it is one of the worst cyber attacks I've ever come across. I think readiness, it sort of cuts two ways. I don't think we should be apocalyptic in the way that we were, say, in the 80s about the consequences of nuclear war. You know, I'm not at the apocalyptic end of the AI revolution. It's more chronic. It's more those, I mean, think about if HSE type attacks were happening more and more. Think about a complete collapse in the confidence in the integrity of information. Think of frequent social and economic disruptions. Think of the large scale sort of theft of data that allows rogue actors or hostile states to start modeling and influencing our behavior. It's more pernicious. It's less spectacular, the sort of threats I'm worried
about. That would cripple the economy, wouldn't it?
And it could certainly cause serious discomfort. Now, the other thing that, you know, I want to get across next week, Miguel, is that we're not powerless about any of this. Now, there are limitations, but I think, you know, you start local and work out from there. So as we move to new generations of technology, as, you know, societies change, I mean, Ireland, the UK are much more multicultural than they used to be. The economy is more complicated. We need to be more strategic about this. So take tech as an example. We should not be tolerating single points of failure in technology systems. If you take the contrast between air traffic control and healthcare, if an air traffic control system fails, it causes a lot of disruption, but people's safety's fine because we know how to back things up. But we've now found that if you take the way in which we administer healthcare, we find that there are serious consequences and we're not able to cope. We need to go looking. We've got economies and societies all across Western Europe and North America and places like that that just aren't resilient enough. Their resilience is really shadow. It's the just-in-time economy. That a just-in-time economy may be more efficient for the economists, but it's fundamentally insecure. Okay. So there are things, you know, there's a session about how will Ireland spend its billions. There is something about improving the resilience of the economy and society that we're going to have to get after.
Well, we have too short a time here, unfortunately, but it just strikes me that whoever comes to the McGill Summer School to hear you talk, bring your notepad because you're in for an enthralling two talks from Professor Kieran Martin of University of Oxford and founding CEO of the National Cyber Security Centre at GCHQ. Kieran, thank you very much indeed.